Hey, everybody around the world. This is Sunshiny Day, a.k.a. everybody around the world. I hope everybody's doing great tonight. Tonight, I want to talk about friendship. It's such a very precarious word, friends. I actually looked the definition up in Merriam-Webster Dictionary online because I wanted to expand my horizons so I could have more of a conversation about you, or a conversation with you about friendship. And here it says, this is one of my biggest favorite pet peeves, is when you're trying to educate yourself on something, the teachings just keep using the same thing, and I do not know how I'm supposed to learn what it is if you don't break it down. So here's the definitions for friendship. One, the state of being friends. Okay, what is friends? Two, the quality or state of being friendly. Friendliness. And three, obsolete, which I do not understand why they use obsolete for friendship, but that is the definition. You can definitely go look that up yourself if you want to. I did myself. It's on the internet, as we all call it. So friends, I think it is a very healthy thing to have in the world. I definitely think that Facebook has changed our way of how we view friends and friendship now. It definitely has changed how we interact with each other, how we are allowed to interact with each other, and how we have allowed others to let them interact with us. I believe that friendship is supposed to be people you want to be around because you have common energies, common goals, common things in common that is a healthy, bountiful willingness to grow. When you're in a friendship that just wilts and dies and makes you angry at each other, that's not really a friendship, that's an enemy. Friends are supposed to be uplifting. They are supposed to encourage each other, supposed to embrace the differences and help each other grow in all aspects, or should. That's the ultimate. Friends should not just be an arbitrary term we use because we want to be popular on Facebook. It should be people that we genuinely care about. I personally have a lot of friends. And I actually do mean true friends, because if I'm your friends, I actually want to get to know who you are, where you're from, what you're doing, what you're passionate about in life is, what you're all about. That to me is friendship. The whole, cool, you're following me on Facebook, that's not really a friend. A friend is someone that is involved in your life. Friendship is the basis of being in an intimate relationship. So I might not be in an intimate relationship, but I'm definitely involved in a lot of intimate friendships. So that being said, it's very important to surround yourself with the energies and goals that you want to achieve in life. Friends, just like relationships, come and go, they change, they flow, they ebb. We learn things from everybody we encounter. It's just up to us to learn the lesson or see what the lesson is that has to be offered. Friendship. Sounds so friendly because I don't know what else to say, as Merriam-Webster would say. It just sounds so friendly, friendship. Anywho, friends, it's our way of making a, you know, a pact, like wolves. It's our wolf pack, basically. I personally think everybody in the world should be friends with everybody in the world. I think that everybody should be an all-inclusive, loving, sharing, giving, give and take. I can do this kind of thing for you. You can do this kind of thing for me. Bartering system in the world. That is how we should operate. This whole money thing is very arbitrary because at the end of the day, it's all trees. And trees is actually something that we actually do need to survive as far as oxygen and pollinating the world and the way it needs to be. Anywho, different podcast. Friends, though, that's where I think everything starts and ends for a lot of people that have estranged relationships is people do not know how to be friends anymore, especially in today's day and age, especially with the phone in your hands or your pocket 24/7 or next to your bed. When you are constantly connected, it is hard to be connected because you have not given yourself the relief of being not connected. It's very important to not be connected physically to your phone as much as you have it connected to you. It's the great old adage, you don't miss something until it's gone. And it's just like friends. You don't miss them until you're gone. If they were in your house or you were in their house or you guys were constantly around each other 24/7, it would be, I mean, it's awesome. That's amazing because that's how it should be. But if you're in that scenario and you never leave each other, how are you able to appreciate that friendship? When you go away and then you see each other again, you're like, oh, hey, because you're friends. That, you know, it's that excitement of seeing your friends. But when you're around each other constantly like that, that varnish disappears and it becomes something else. It can become very toxic. So being connected to your friends is great, and connecting friends and making friends is awesome. But you also have to realize that your most important friend is yourself. And you have to listen to yourself in order to be friends with other people. If you are compromising who you are at your core, as long as your core is hopefully not hurting other people, because I feel like enough harm has been done in this world. None of us need to harm anybody to get anything done in this world. We are capable of doing amazing things. And if we work together and build together and see together, we can do extraordinary things. And you have to be able to be friends with yourself before you can be friends with other people. I've done a lot of friending myself. Years ago, I used to hate myself for many reasons. I knew I was different, but you know, I didn't grow up with the drag normality culture that is today. I grew up very under a cactus, so to speak, because I'm from New Mexico, and I was not exposed to the gay culture like that. I've gone off track, but I was not exposed to the things that I knew. I did not know they existed. I just thought they were in my head. And then I started making friends that were similar to me and similar interests and things like that. And that's when things started changing and I expanded my horizon. And going through a lot of bad situations, I don't think it's necessary to have bad in the world. Yes, everything is a balance. There's good and bad. But the bad is the it, and why do we want the it to conquer us? We can have an amazing world when we work together, when you realize who you are individually and then what you can even achieve when you build together. It's all about helping each other, building each other up to become the greatest versions of ourselves. As opposed to, hey, I'm better than you. That to me has no substance that we can build from. That only creates more hate, creates more violence, creates the things that we don't need anymore. It's up for us to start responding differently. As I was previously having a conversation with a former colleague earlier today, and she was like, it's the way we respond. And I used to say react, and it's actually responding. You can't keep responding to situations the same way. You have to literally change your physical and mental behavior and respond to situations differently, especially if you want peace in this world, which is something I am conscious and I work towards every single day and minute that I'm awake and around people. And in general, I am very conscious of the positive energies that I reverberate, and I want to spread positivity. I think hate is unnecessary. We can all be different. We can all be on our own little boats in this vast ocean of life, but still all be together. There's no need for hate. Love is literally what we all need, what the world needs, everything needs. From that can stem many a plethora of things. Anyways, going back to friendship. Friendship is very important. There's many different kinds of friendship. There's very platonic friendship, which I like to call acquaintances. Then there's your intimate friendships. There's your friendships you see once a week, once a month, every season. There's no reason for labels. Friendship is friendship. Friendship is energies that you meld with. Plain and simple. There's no reason to overcomplicate it. I just wanted to reach out and say, hey, it's okay to make a friend. If you need a friend, I'm here. If you want to get to know me, I am here. I want to help build this world and make it a better community. I don't think that should be a secret. I don't think that we should roam this earth thinking that we're all alone and we have our own plight and no one understands this. Say hi to your neighbor. Make a friend. Get off your phone. Cyborgs? I forget the name from Terminator. Skynet. That's it. Don't let Skynet take over, because it's already taking over. Come back to humanity. Yes, technology is great, but let us have technology work for us instead of taking us over. Anyway, I digress. Friendship. It's one of our most important things. So go make a friend with everybody in the world. Go at least your neighbor, or at the very, very least with yourself. Tell yourself that you're worthy of being who you are, that you are an amazing, magnificent person, and because why not? My name is Sunshiny Day. It is a pleasure being part of this world. I hope that you all are reverberating positive vibes as much as you possibly can. If someone tells you that being positive is bad, do not respond with their energy. Respond with your energy. Help them break through the it. Help them see the light in the dark. Have a great night. See you on the flip side.